I'm with Chef Jeremy McLaughlin, and it's very interesting. We opened a couple of wines for this next dish, and I can see why now. You haven't had any wine for months here, or what, Chef?
I'm being a bad boy, right?
That's a lead-in. Okay, drum roll starts now, folks. We are enjoying some great food here at Salty's on Alki, and Tim O'Brien was going to join us, but he had to leave. He ran out the door as we came in. Any explanation for that?
Tim's working. He likes to spit his wine, but he decided to drink today, so he had about 5 bottles, so he stumbled out of the building.
He's really going to like this feature, I can tell already. We have lamb, and I have 2 wines here that I'm really torn between. The Zinfandel really goes great with it from Mary Hill, and also the Reserve Merlot. I think I'm going to stick with the Reserve Merlot. Do you need your own bottle?
Yes, I'll take one home with me to go.
So tell us about this dish, and I do appreciate you bringing a double order of this, because lamb chops, they don't go far.
Yeah, lamb chops are great. There's only 2 pieces of lamb that I like to cook, the chop or the shank. I think the shank is underutilized, but this chops are really great. You want to make sure that you get a really high-quality lamb, a New Zealand lamb, or something that's local, would be something that comes from the valley over in Washington. You season them very, very simple. You clean them up. And then you just sear those things medium rare, and they are just succulent and beautiful, aren't they?
They are indeed. While you were talking, I sort of put one from your plate onto mine, because I only had 3 or 4 chops on my plate.
Did you look at your wine glass? It's now empty.
We are in competition here today, folks, at Salty's on Alki, and Chef, beautiful wines. And Washington wines have come to the forefront again and again, and people are taking notice.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of competition out there with Washington wines, and I think we're giving California a run for their money, and even Oregon. Oregon has great things to offer, but Washington's varietals are so much more expansive and beautiful, and there's just a lot of wines out there.
There are indeed. We will enjoy these wines from Mary Hill as we enjoy another order of these great lamb chops, and it might be good that Tim had to leave, because we just ate his.
Yeah, it's extra portions for us, which is good.
Well, folks, we have touched down in Seattle, and Have Wine, We'll Travel is very excited to be back in Seattle. It's been a long time, and I am here at the Inn at the Market. Now, we will explain that further to you, folks, but we're looking at the beautiful bay here. Troy is with us here, folks, and he is going to tell us about the inn right here at the market, and what a great spot to be in. I don't have to do anything except walk up down the stairs, and restaurants, shops, everything is right here. It's kind of scary to walk up and down the street here. If you're not hungry, you will be shortly.
Correct. Yes, very much so. Well, welcome to the Inn. We're a 76-room hotel right here in Pike Place Market. Part of the charm of the hotel is the fact that no one knows it's here.
Yeah.
Inside of this beautiful little courtyard with the restaurants, the ivy, the brick, the fountain. So when guests stay with us, they feel like they have a little piece of Seattle, a little hidden gem.
And it's almost like having your own bungalow here right close to the water. And the market is right here. Really a fascinating place with all the different shops and food shops. A place that you could spend 2 or 3 days and really never cover the same ground.
That's correct. One of the things that's funny about this area is people think, oh, I just need a day or two. And they kind of go, we need to extend our stay, because there's so much more we want to see, do, and eat here in Seattle.
You can spend weeks eating here in Seattle, and it really has become a mecca for food and wine, and really that's why I'm back. It's a great situation here.
Sunrise right now, we have a partial water view, which is one of our favorite rooms here at the hotel. It's not like when you go to Hawaii and you can see a sliver of blue. This is a full-on, for the most part, water view overlooking the bay.
You told me that, and now that I'm in the room here, it's very interesting for me, because there's nothing partial about this. There's actually a great deck sitting right outside of my window, and I have sat out there 2 or 3 times during the last 24 hours enjoying the view and enjoying Seattle and downtown by itself, and a lot of very friendly, happy people.
Very happy people here. We have a huge return guest factor. People love coming every year to celebrate the holidays with us, whether it's just time of the year or any time of the year.
Well, I'm going to be staying with you for a few nights, and I looked at the itinerary, and you have something special.
I do. Tonight, we're going to upgrade you to one of our one-bedroom suites. They are located on the upper floors, and you're going to have a beautiful area, living room, overlooking all the Pike Place Market, the water. You're going to see the ferries crossing over to the Olympics, and a master bedroom in the back.
Absolutely beautiful here at the Inn, and we are also going to be enjoying Cafe Campagna later on. Folks, we will have some great food and wine there. Wines are being delivered as we speak, and we are getting ready for a great few days here in Seattle. Troy, thank you very much. Let's give the website here for the hotel and also the phone number.
Local telephone number here is 206-443-3600, and our website address is www.inatthemarket.com.
Make some plans here. Probably not this holiday, but there's a lot of great time coming up. And one note to you folks, Seattle is one of the most beautiful places in the world in the summertime. Cheers.